Melbourne Storm getting ready this week for a trial game. For a trial game against Newcastle, practice match this weekend. So the NRL season just around the corner. And Ryan Hoffman is an assistant with the Melbourne Storm. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Hoff.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. A game against Newcastle coming up this weekend. Now, you've had to work out whether or not you're going to be interstate. You got a chance to stay with the whole COVID situation. Has it been a settled preparation for this season?
It was looking really settled until Newcastle didn't want to come to play us in Casey. So we had to relocate to Albury, which was a late little change. But look, it's good for us to give back to the people of Albury who were so great to us when we had to relocate there for a couple of weeks last year.
And I'm going straight to the big story. Is Cameron Smith going to play for the Melbourne Storm ever again?
He's not named this week, and I can't see him coming before round one. So no, I don't know if ever again, but I can't see him playing for us round one.
Is it strange, Ryan? Not just the Cameron situation, but even with Craig Bellamy sort of weighing up what he's doing. How is an assistant coach and a senior member of the Melbourne Storm, you've been there a long time, how do you keep that from being a distraction?
Because we've been through it all before.
That's true.
We've had speculation. Every time Billy comes off contract, we get speculation that he's going and this club's throwing however much money, blah, blah, blah. We've had it all before. And in the end, all it is at the moment is speculation. Like, there's nothing definite. There's speculation that Billy's going. He could stay. Smithy, you don't know. So, look, we just deal with what the reality is. And the reality is that Craig is with us this year. And at the moment, Smithy isn't with us. So we've got a very capable sort of number nine in there. Right now, and Harry Grant, he's not Cameron Smith, but we know he's going to do the job for the Melbourne Storm the best he can, and that's all we can expect.
Not only do you not have Cam, but Harry Grant takes that role, but you need a new captaincy situation, new leadership set up because of Cam's absence. And you've gone with a co-captain combination, Jesse Bromwich and Dale Finucane, who both players who I reckon Storm fans would have been watching the last couple of years. These are real heart and soul sort of nuts and bolts players for the Melbourne Storm. Is that a fair assessment? I mean, they are so critical to the way things operate, but really look like stand-up members of the community.
They certainly are. They certainly are. I mean, it was pretty much a no-brainer. We couldn't split the two because both of them had some fantastic leadership qualities. Dale's been an integral part of the club for 6 years. Jesse's been an integral part of the club for 11 years. So they've all seen what success looks like at this club, and they've had a pretty good mentorship under Smithy. They're going to do a great job as leaders. I think they offset each other really well. And, it's a great structure that's going to put us in good stead.
Well, Ryan, they've worked together as joint vice-captains for the past couple of years. So they obviously do have that good working relationship. Are they quite different in how they'll approach the captaincy and the leadership?
You're right, Cheryl. We had this in place for the last couple of years, nominating these two as vice captains, knowing that eventually we'll take over as captain. I don't think they're different in how they play. They both, the difference between their best game and their worst game is very minimal, which is exactly what you want to see from your leaders. You want that consistency. I'd probably say Dale's a bit more vocal than Jesse, but Jesse's also the type of bloke that all he has to do is give you a look, and you need to pull your socks up and do the right thing. So, as I said, they're going to offset each other really well.
Ryan, we spoke just briefly before about Craig Bellamy, and I'm not, going to try to go down that path too much in terms of what he's doing. I'm interested in your relationship with him and what he's like with his assistant coaches, what you get out of him. Is he a head coach that really does bring you along, or is his focus more the athletes? How does that work for you from your perspective?
Look, Craig's all about enabling and empowering, whether it's players, coaches, or anything. He looks to empower them to get the best out of themselves. He's really good at listening and finding out what works well for each individual, whether it's a player or a coach, how they're going to get the best out of themselves. And I think with the way he enables people to achieve their best, by number one, listening to what makes them tick, but also giving them the right tools to be able to succeed.
And Ryan, we often talk on this program about culture and about sort of leadership and these sorts of things. Now, you've had these massive names at the club for such a long time, and now it's very much the next generation coming through. Are you confident that the culture that is famous at the Melbourne Storm has been passed on and that magic can continue?
Oh, look, I think so. I think the fact that, under Craig, we've been building this culture for 18, 19 years. When you have something it's now ingrained in the joint, you know, it's in the walls, it's in the ceiling, you know what I mean? It's just ingrained in it. And I think the fact that it's not complicated, and I think everyone thinks that the magic bullet or something that creates a bit of a culture, but for us it's quite simple. It's accountability and hard work. And we've had the benefit of having a lot of people come before us, even myself. Like when I was playing, I had Robbie Kearns, Matt Guy, Stephen Kearney, that was setting the culture for me, and it's just flowed down through the years, so it really is ingrained in the joint. The culture isn't the Melbourne Storm is the culture.
Interesting tack. Good statement.
Yeah, so just statement. I agree with you. So on that, like when I ask that question, when others ask the question, do you kind of roll your eyes a little bit and say, oh, it's overplayed, it's this and that, or is it one of those things that you are genuinely proud of what you've got, but because it's ingrained in you, you don't necessarily talk about it. It just happens.
Yeah, pretty much. We are very proud of it. We are extremely proud of it. And I think the moment you don't be proud of it, you take it for granted. So yep. We're proud of what we created, but it also means that we're very protective of it. And we ensure that the people that we bring into the joint are going to buy into that culture because, you know, we don't want, you know, the rotten apples for the whole bunch. So we're quite strong on that. But as I say, if people come to me and say, why is Melbourne Storm so good? Why is their culture so good? And you really want to give them a very complicated and magic sort of answer. But in all honesty, it just comes down to being accountable for your actions on and off the field and working hard.
No magic banana required. Now, you've named 12 of the 17, 12 members of the 2020 Premiership team in the 17-man squad to take on Newcastle this week in Albury on Saturday. I'm interested in one young fellow who hasn't yet to debut in the NRL, but there's a hole down the right-hand side, the right wing, left by Siliasi Vunivalu, and youngster Dean Eremiah is given first crack at that. Tell us a bit about Dean.
Yeah, look, Dean's a great little story, actually. He's a Victorian kid, born and raised. He's come through all our junior systems. It's great to see a kid like that. And to be quite honest, Dean is just one of those blokes that just compete in every single session. And, his standing in the club has certainly risen over the pre-season. This is also a bloke that played no footy last year. He didn't get a chance to play the game or reserves. Games being cancelled. So for him to carry on the hard training that he did in the bubble last year throughout the off-season and through the pre-season and show the consistency in his performance, he's certainly been rewarded with the first crack at the right wing. That's not to say it's definitely his for round one. We've still got the competition with George Jennings and Isaac Lumi-Lumi. But it's just great to see a kid come out of nowhere and be rewarded for hard work and that competitiveness which Craig absolutely loves.
Are you fully wound up?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, it's been a long pre-season. It's been a long sort of year. So, yeah, let's get out there and start hitting people in anger.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea. It can make sense to me. Hoff, great to chat to you as always on the program. You're very generous with your time with us. We appreciate it. Good luck with the start of the season. Of course, the game on the weekend as well.
No worries, guys. Pleasure.